A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
We thank you, my Lord, my God, that we will honor you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we bless you this morning. We want to thank you because, oh my Lord, of this time you have given unto us, even, oh my Lord, to open the scriptures and to share of the things, oh God, you are reminding us again and again. You remind us that this morning that, Lord, we need to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and we are able to find grace in time of need. My Lord, my God, we say we come boldly to the throne of grace right now. We thank you that we obtain mercy. We thank you that we are finding grace, oh God, even in this time of our need. That, Lord, of every word that you have for us, oh God, we receive of it in the name of Jesus. That as we will move out of this place today, our lives will never remain the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus. My Lord, my God, I thank you even, oh my Lord, for this opportunity. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that, Lord, I will not be a stumbling block to the things, oh God, you want to say to your people. I pray and, oh God, I hide myself under the precious blood of Jesus and I speak that, Lord, I will not be a castaway. I pray, my Lord, my God, that I will be a partaker of the things that you have in store for us today. I pray for your people right now and I say, God, concerning the things you have for us today, I pray that each and every one of us we shall rejoice in the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We may be seated. Hallelujah. We give him praise, we give him glory. We thank God for his faithfulness. And we thank him for bringing us all here together in such a way to magnify his name. Amen. He is worthy of all our praises. And I thank him for the opportunity to stand before you, the people of God, to share his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Also want to thank the Lord for the life of our mommy in the house, our senior pastor, Pastor Dupe. She is not with us right now. She went to fellowship with the brethren in Swindon. And she sends her love to all of us. Amen. And it's wonderful. Missy is with us here. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. It's wonderful to be here. And it's good to see all of you. It's good to see our brethren from North Oxford. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Amen. Hallelujah. It's wonderful to see our sister here. God bless you. It's nice to have you. Hallelujah. During the time of the announcements, we will welcome you properly. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Isaiah chapter 55. The theme of our month, who can remind me what's the theme of our month? Wonders of Salvation, taken from the book of Titus chapter 2 from verse 11 to 12. Wonders of Salvation. I want us to read from the book of Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1, the Bible says, "Ho, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters, and he that have no money, come you, buy and eat." Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Amen. Can someone read, this is King James Version. I think we need to read another version. Anyone with another Bible version here? Not, thank you. Just wait for the mic. My brother's coming to you. Verse 1 and 2, please.
Isaiah 55 from verse 1. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the riches of fare.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. This is the word of God. Isn't it not surprising? Huh? Every time you go and you want to buy something, you need to exchange, is it? You pay for it. And you are able to get the product that you want. But here the word of God is telling us that just come as you are. Without money, without price, just come and buy. Come to me. You say, come to me. Just come as you are. Just come. And I looked and I said, in the book of Titus, chapter 2, from verse 11 and 12, the anchor scripture of this month, the Bible there talks of the grace of God that brings salvation to all men has appeared unto us. Grace, salvation. Grace, when we look at the word grace, we know that grace is the free, unmerited favor of God that he bestowed upon mankind that we may have life and have it in abundance. Hallelujah. Salvation, when we look at the word salvation, it means preservation. Salvation, it means deliverance from ruin. Salvation means deliverance from harm. It means help obtaining or redeemed from any kind of destruction. Jesus Christ, he did all these things we are mentioning. He preserved our lives. He delivered us from our iniquities. He saved us from our transgressions. He saved us from our sins. He paid the price for you and me. That's the wonder of salvation for me. That instead of me dying for my sins, instead of me paying in exchange of salvation, Jesus Christ, he did it for you and for me. This morning, we read in the book of Leviticus chapter 16. We see there the Lord was instructing Moses that any time his brother Aaron was appearing before God, it was not just at any time. But this morning, you and me, who are in this dispensation because of the work of the cross, we can come at any time. We can come at any time. We can call upon his name at any time. And he's able to answer us. But concerning even the Levitical house, the house of Aaron, the Bible reminds us during that time of Aaron that, you know, he will not just appear in the inner court at any time. There were instructions, there were rules that he was supposed to follow, and then after that he will be able to enter into the inner court. And you know what? It was not for free. Every time you appear, he has to come with a ram. He has to come with an animal. Is it free? Can you come with an animal for free? And you know, it was not the same animal that he had to come with every time. Whereby you say, okay, one can look after, you know, a lamb, and then he will make sure that any time I sin before God, I've got my lamb. I will just come before the Lord with my lamb, and the Lord will forgive me, and I will go back with my lamb. It was not like that. Anytime they will appear before God, they will sacrifice that animal. So next time when they are coming again, they had to buy another animal to come and to sacrifice. So it was not cheap. just think about it. Think about it. Let's open to Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 16, verse 2. Can someone read for me, please? And let's just think about it, my brother, my sister. Salvation is free, and it is given by Jesus Christ, our Savior, to you and to me for free. For free. What we just have to do is to believe. What we just have to do, all that the Lord is asking us. He says, you stand on the door knocking, and whosoever opens that door, he enters and he is able to dine with you, with me. What he is only looking for is a heart that is ready to receive him. A heart that is prepared to say, you are my master, and I submit to you. I submit to you. I surrender all to you. That's all he is looking for. Everything that the Lord did for Abraham, it was not because of the fact that he was a very rich man. The Bible records and the Bible tells us so, that he was a very rich man. He had everything you can think of. He had everything. But his righteousness was not according to his good deeds. His righteousness was not according to his riches. His righteousness was according to his faith. He believed God. That's the only thing that made Abraham to be the father of all nations. He believed God. When God called him, the man believed. He said, I am ready to follow you. You are my master from this day and forever. And God was able to help him. Can someone read for me, please? Leviticus chapter 16, verse 2. If you are there, please. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. The ark, that he die not, for yes. I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the next verse, please.
Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for yes. a sin offering, mm-hmm. and a ram for a burnt offering.
Hallelujah.
He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. The place I wanted is that very place you just mentioned. For a sin offering, he was supposed to come with a bullock. And for the burnt offering, he was supposed to come with a ram. People of God, this was a high priest. Aaron, he was the high priest. So you can imagine, just think of it. The whole congregation of Israel. How many times did he have to go before the Lord? And any time he will appear before the Lord, he had to come with the bullock. He had to come with the ram for the sin offering first, to offer a sacrifice unto the Lord for himself first, before he could even pray for the people. And there was a price to be paid there. These animals, they were not cheap. They had to pay for them. So you can imagine the multitudes of people who had to to come to be prayed for. Who had to come and ask for forgiveness. Who had to come and ask for any kind of sin to be forgiven. They had to pay. And how many animals they had to sacrifice for them to have this free salvation we have today. My brother, my sister, just think about it. You are not here just to socialize with the people that you associate with in the house of the Lord. You are not here just for a show. I am not here for a show. I am here just like you. I am here looking unto him that I may obtain mercy, that I may find grace in time of need. I am here because I have believed that yes, he is the Lord God Almighty, the one who created all things. The Bible records that yes, he who comes before God must believe that he exists. I have to believe. For me to be able to enjoy all the things that come with salvation. For me and for you, my brother, my sister, to be able to enjoy everything that comes with salvation. It comes with healing. It comes with joy. It comes with love. It comes with prosperity. For me to be able to enjoy all these things, I need to submit to the source. Yes, yes, yes. We need to submit to the source. When we submit to him, he is able to help us. The grace of God, the free unmerited favor that brings salvation, that brings deliverance, that brings joy, that brings peace. This grace and this salvation, they have appeared unto all men. That's a wonder. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, when the apostles waited in Jerusalem, and after they have received the Holy Ghost with power and authority, they went about preaching the word of the living God, with signs and wonders are following them. But there was still one more thing that troubled them concerning the things that they were supposed to eat, or concerning the extension of the word of God unto the Gentiles. They could not understand that. But the apostle Paul had to explain to them that this gospel is not only unto the Jews, but even unto the Gentiles as well. So this salvation, the grace of God that brings salvation to all men, to all men, to all men all over the world, whosoever submit to his authority, whosoever says, yes, Lord, you are Lord over my life, and I make up my mind today to follow you all the days of my life. You say all these wonderful things will follow them. Anytime you call, our sister was here to testify concerning things that she wrote all the way in October, but God has done it. You see, that is hope. That is hope. If you are dealing with a human being, you know what? You will forget about it. You say, oh, I've tried. I did this last week. I did this lamb. But this same person, no, forget about it. It's a closed chapter. But concerning God, there's no closed chapter. Concerning God, he's able to do it for you. as long as it's in accordance with his word, it will surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. Though it tarries, the Bible says, wait upon the Lord. He said, write the vision down. Though it tarries, it will surely come to pass. Because you have hope in him. Who calls those things that are not as though they are? The Bible says this, if any man is in Christ, behold, he is a new creation. The old have passed away, and behold, the new have come. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, if someone is there for me, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I will read, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah. To anyone who submits to his authority, to anyone who says, yes, Lord, I choose from this day to follow you. The God who does not disappoint. The God who will make sure that you obtain the very things that you have believed him. The Apostle Paul said, I know that which I know. That everything that I have entrusted into his hands, it is safe. Everything you commit into the hands of the Lord. When you commit it, you know it is secure. Because it is not in the hands of men. It is not in the hands of people who can change their decisions. It is in the hands of the one who reigns and rules, even in the affairs of men. He will never change his mind. Concerning you, the plan and the purpose that he has for you is to prosper you. The plan that he has for you is that you will make it in this life. Not in the by and by, no. Right in this life and in the life to come, eternity with him. So in this life, God did not create you. God did not create me that we may just endure this life, that we may just suffer until that very day you say, yes, I will reign with him forever. That moment will come, but he created you that you may enjoy this life. You are not just interested in following God, my brother, my sister. I'm not just interested, but I am committed. There is a difference there. If you are interested, when you try the first time, it doesn't work. You try again the second time. You say, you know what? Forget about this thing. I think, you know, maybe, you know, we will give all sorts of reasons, you know, when we are interested. You know, maybe it's not really, you know, I think maybe. But when you are committed, you don't change your mind. You are committed for that marriage to last to the very day when God will call you home. You are committed that concerning this, my son. All sorts of reports you are hearing all over. Oh, he is like that. She is like that. You are committed that concerning my son. He is a prophet. Concerning my son, he is an evangelist. Concerning my son, he is a professor. Concerning my son, he is a lawyer. Concerning my son, he is a doctor. Concerning my son, you are speaking things. Not just for your son, for yourself. Not just for your daughter, for yourself. You are committed. You are committed. Every day you wake up in the morning, when you look back and it feels like, I don't feel like coming out of this bed. But one thing that you know and you remember, that I am committed. There is hope for the living. I am committed because I am together with Christ. The Bible says he has translated us to the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. He delivered us from the kingdom of darkness. He moved us from the kingdom of darkness. And he brought us to the kingdom of his dear son, Jesus Christ. Yes, he has brought us to the kingdom of light. You are committed to follow him. You are committed to follow him no matter what. You have submitted to his authority. You have submitted to him to say, yes, Lord, I am here to follow you all the days of my life. Because I know that salvation, this very salvation that is free, it is given by no other. It is given by him, Jesus Christ himself. Oh, hallelujah. When they started to do mighty works for the Lord in the book of Acts, there were those who had to, sometimes, they had to come through the beautiful gate and they will look at this beggar who was begging. And some of them, they say, oh, today, no, not today. I will not give you today. I'm going. This man had to beg and beg, you know, for help. He had to pay for a price for that, is he? Every time begging, someone had to bring him to that place and, you know, sit at that beautiful gate every day. This man at Bethesda in the book of John chapter 5, they had to stand until the waters were stirred every time. They had to pay a price for that, is it? But Peter and John, they said to this man who was sitting at this beautiful gate, he said, look at us. He said, look at us. Don't let nothing distract you anymore. Just look at us. He said, silver and gold we do not have, but such as we have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They submitted, they made this man to submit to the authority of the one who gives life, the one who will not make you to beg, the one who said, come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Come and take my yoke. My yoke is easy in Matthew 11, 28. So he's saying, submit to me. He is saying, I need, you need to submit. When we submit to him, this journey of salvation, it becomes very interesting. Let's hear one of his apostles who wrote some of the books. You know, when someone writes the same thing two times in the Word of God, then you begin actually to understand that, you know what? This is very, very important. This was one of the disciples of Jesus Christ. His name was John the Apostle. Let's open to 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, he says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. And in John chapter 1 verse 1, he wrote again, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. All things were made through him. And without him was not anything made which was made. The same thing. Look at it. Exactly the same thing. In different words. He is talking of Jesus. He said, we have seen him. He said, our eyes have beheld him. He said, it is tangible. We have walked with him. We have seen. We say, submit to him. We say, submit to his authority. He is not just a son of man, but he said here, he is the word of life. The same thing he spoke in John chapter 1, that in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God himself. And he said, we have handled of the word of life. We have seen him with our eyes. We have looked upon him. Our hands have handled of the word of life. Hallelujah. Can someone read that, please? That very same scripture, John chapter 1, verse 1, please. 1 John chapter 1 verse 1.
That which was from the beginning.
Yes.
Which we have heard.
Hallelujah.
Which we have seen with our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Which we have looked upon.
Yes.
And our hands have handled.
Yes.
Of the word of life.
Of the word of life. Our hands have handled of the word of life. And let's go to verse 2. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it and bear witness. and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. We prayed this morning, John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we behold of this glory. My brother, my sister, there's something to celebrate about the life of Jesus. There's something to celebrate about the one that you worship, about the one that I believe in, the one you believe in. There is something to celebrate about our Savior. He is unique. I wonder, why do other people find it so difficult to believe in him, the one who gives this life? He is saying, come, as we studied in Isaiah chapter 55. He is saying, just come as you are. I'm not looking for money. I'm not looking for how many good deeds you have done. Others, they say, oh, because I give to the poor, I do so many different things, that is my good, so I'm just a good person. But you know what? They are good. We thank God for their life. But one thing is still missing there. They are not submitting to the authority of the one who created them. That the greatest thing. It is missing in their life. So they say, oh, I give as much as, you know, you can think of. What else do you want me to give? Anytime I see, you know, those who are in need, I give to them. But there's one more thing that is missing. That submission to the one who owns our lives, it is missing. Abraham realized that. Abraham said, no. Concerning all this wealth that I have. You know what? Abraham was rich, but actually when he submitted to the Lord, he became very rich. That's what the Bible says. That the man became very rich. He was rich in cattle, in goats, in silver, in everything, you name it. He submitted to the authority of the one who created all things. Even the cattle on 1,000 hills that belong unto him. Hallelujah. The Lord is calling us today, my brother, my sister, to submit to him. Oh, hallelujah. To submit to him. As we submit to him, we are able to obtain mercy. As we submit to him, we are able to walk in authority. As we submit to him, we are able to walk victoriously. As we submit to him, there is nothing that can come our way that can separate us from the love of God. As we submit to him, worry becomes a past thing. Because you know that, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because thy rod and thy staff, they will comfort me. Because I know I have submitted to the one who has all the authority in this world. It was not easy for the life of Abraham to get a promise at the age of 75. And for that promise only to be fulfilled when the man was reaching 100. Would that be easy? But did he give up? He didn't. What is it that you are going through right now that is making you to lose sleep? Think about it. What is it that you are going through right now that you feel like it is so difficult to be fulfilled? Think about it. King David was anointed as a king, the king of Israel. But this man spent years and years. What would someone say? You say, but God, you just anointed me as king. But look at the very man that you said he should pave way for me. He's running after my life. Oh, you would think, oh God, this is very unfair. You anointed me as king, but you are still making King Saul to reign. The man was after David. He wanted to destroy his life. But hallelujah. David said, what could have become of me if I not believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living? The man will stand some days and he will sit down by himself and he say, why thou, O my soul, why are you so cast down? Hope in God. Because in God there is hope. Psalm 62. For this grace and this salvation to work very well in our lives, my brother, my sister, I submit to you that we need to submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. We need to submit to him. When we submit totally to him, he is able to help us. What do I mean by submission? Submission means that we will not continue to live in sin. Submission means that we will surrender. When we make mistakes, we say, God, we are sorry. There's that total repentance. And we submit to him and we don't keep on going back to our vomit. There is need for that submission to the authority of the one who gives salvation, Jesus Christ himself. All these wonderful things, they do not just come when we feel like, there's something that they say, you need to dip in and dip out. You know, at work, when you're at work, they say, because you are so busy with, different projects going on. So this is a link when, you can dip in and you dip out. So you can do it whenever you have an opportunity. You have got that free window. You can dip in, you can study, and then you dip out. No. That's not what I'm talking about here. It's not about dipping in and dipping out. This is about dipping in and you stay there. He say, we have put our hands on the plow and we cannot afford to look back. Matthew, can someone read for me, please? I believe that is the scripture. Matthew chapter 9, verse 63. If someone is there, please, before we read Psalm 62. Hallelujah. Whosoever have put his or her hands on the plow, they cannot afford to look back. Amen. Hallelujah. If someone find that scripture, can you read, please, for us? Matthew chapter 11. Where is that? Sorry. I found it. It's verse 62. So it's in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 62. The Bible says, and Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. No man having put his hands on the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. So when we have, my brother, my sister, we have put our hands on the plow, it is a way of going forward. It is a way of marching forward. It is a way of going forward and not looking back. And as we do so, God himself is able to help us to hold on. Why? Because of his grace. It is that grace now, that unmerited favor, that free favor he gives unto us to be able to hold on. It is that grace that, yes, God, you are saying of my own, God, to keep on putting this, because of course you get tired, is it? Yeah, keeping on putting your hands on something, definitely you get tired. But that enablement to continue, that grace to be able to continue is given by himself, God Almighty. Amen. So in Psalm 62 from verse 1, the Bible says, truly my soul waits upon you, God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Verse 5, my soul wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength. And my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times. How many times? How many times? All times, you people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Who is God unto us? He is a refuge unto us. Pour out your heart before Him at all times. Hallelujah. That's why I said, putting your hands on that plow. Luke 9:62. And not looking back. Grace to continue is given unto you. The grace that was upon Job, that they did all sorts of things. Because you know what? The very interesting part of the whole thing is that the devil will also fight very well. Because he knows now that I have lost this one. So he will keep on fighting. He will keep on coming back to you, throwing so many stones on your way. But you are saying, I have put my hands on the plow. I am not going to look back. I have put my hands on the plow. I am not going to look back. I will continue to the very end. Hallelujah. Death is swallowed in victory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 15, if someone can open there, please. 2 Corinthians chapter 15. If you read from verse 55. Anyone is there, please? Let's try to be quick now to round up.
What chapter?
1 Corinthians, sorry. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, please. Yeah, we just need to quickly round up. Hallelujah.
What verse?
From verse 55.
O death, where is thy sting?
Yes.
O grave, where is thy victory?
Hallelujah.
The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
Hallelujah.
But thanks be to God.
Yes.
Which giveth us the victory.
Yes.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. He gives us victory over sin. He gives us everything that you can think of, be it transgressions, be iniquities, be it sins. He said, yes, all those things, they don't attain life, but you know, through Jesus Christ. Why? Because he demonstrated publicly on the cross everything. He nailed it on the cross that you and me, we may walk in victory, that death will not have power over us. That we may say, oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? Everything has been swallowed. Everything that represents death, that represents anything that is not life, it has been swallowed. And we have been given victory in Christ Jesus. That's where our victory is. But my brother, my sister, remember these things. As we round up, we started by understanding what is salvation unto us. We mentioned what is grace unto us. And we say for these very two things, grace and salvation, for them to work effectively in our lives, we need to submit. We need to submit to the one who gives these very two things. Isn't it a wonder that he gave his very own life? That we may obtain these things, grace and salvation. The grace of God that brings salvation to you and me has appeared unto all of us. It appeared in the person of Jesus. Because he is the one who was able to give all these things that we are talking about. For us to be able to enjoy all these things. They are given by him, Jesus Christ. Think about it. As you go about doing your daily chores, remember that your life is not of your own. You have surrendered your life to the one who can make you to stand. You have surrendered your life to the one that John was talking about, where we read in 1 John chapter 1, where he reminded us that, you know, brethren, we are not just talking of things that are in the air. It's not a fairy tale that you can speak to children that, oh, you know, there was this and that and then this one. And then thereafter, they lived a happy life thereafter and all those things. No, this is real. This is real. Hallelujah. Can someone say, this is real? Can you say, this is real? Can you say, Jesus lives? Can you say, my Savior lives? Say, I believe in him. And I will see him. I will make it by his grace. In the name of Jesus. That's what the Apostle John was talking about there. He said the word of life. We handled, we looked upon, our eyes they saw. And this was made manifest. It became flesh and it dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. He said that which we have seen in verse 3 of 1 John chapter 1. And he had declare we unto you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Huh? This fellowship, he said, no, I cannot just keep it to myself. You cannot keep it to yourself only, my brother, my sister. I cannot only keep it to myself. He gave us something there. He said, this kind of fellowship is so good. It's so wonderful. It cannot just be kept to ourselves. We need to extend it. We need to extend it. Hallelujah. We need to share it with others. You know, the lepers in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 6 and 7, when they saw, you know, the spoil that the Syrians had left, they said, you know what, this is just too much. This is too good. Let's go to the king. Let's go to the king's house so that we can let him know that we may enjoy this spoil together. And they went, they were able to enjoy together. So it is your duty, it is my duty concerning this wonderful fellowship that we may share it with others, that others may come also to this understanding that there is need to submit to the one who gives this salvation. There is need to submit to the one who gives this wonderful life. In Titus chapter 2 in verse 14, the last part of verse 14 there, he talks of a zealous people who are ready for good works. And in 1 Peter chapter 2 in verse 9, where he talks of us being a peculiar people, we are a generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, that we may, you know, he did not just end there. He did not just end by, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation. No, he did not end there. He said that we may show forth the praises of him who has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and he has brought us to the kingdom of light. That we may show forth. How are we showing forth? How are you showing forth? That we may show forth. Oh, let something rise up in you and begin to say, Lord, I will show forth your praises. I will make sure that everyone will say, I want to know who exactly are you. You are so unique. You are so different. There is something so special about you. I want to know. I want to know. And you say, my brother, my sister, don't worry. I will show you. Even me. You know, last week I went to KICC in Black Bedleys. To represent the ministry. Our senior pastor sent me there. And you know, the man who spoke is the KICC chief executive, you know, Pastor Depot. I think some of you know him. And, you know, he was talking in that area of showing forth the praises. He was talking about, you know, the light, you know, that you are the salt, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light to the world and all that. And he was talking of that very part of, we cannot, you know, you can't light a lamp and you put it under a table. See, it's not possible. You have to put it where it can show light in the room. If we switch off these lights, it will be dark here, is it? But once you enter a house and you put the light on, you are able to see.
So you are saying don't go to the office and you are trying to enforce your religion to anybody. No. He said your work must show. They must just see that. No. I want to know. There's something peculiar about you. There's something royal about you. There is something unique about you. Then you are able to share with them that, you know what, I submit to the authority. I salute him. The one that I worship, I salute him. When he say, come here, I run. I'm there. When he say, do this, I'm there. When he tells me in the morning to wake up and to pray, Hadassah and myself know that. Hadassah was telling me, he said, Daddy, Mommy has got a special place already of prayer in the house. What about you? My daughter will come and say, Daddy, Mommy is praying. I said, oh, I know, my daughter, I know. I said, she will ask me many questions. Mommy is very prayerful, Daddy. Mommy prays. I said, don't worry, Daddy will follow suit. Amen. No, I acknowledge. That one, I thank God. I thank God for the life of my wife. It's very, very prayerful. I used to think I can pray. I used to think that, you know what, I used to pray and I said, God, I thank you for the, the life you have prepared for me. And I thank you for the woman that, you know, you will join me together with. I thank you that, you know, that woman will be a prayerful woman. You know what, God did more than enough. Times, I can think of it times 20, times 30, I acknowledge and I thank God for her life. So anytime the Lord is calling you to pray, be ready. Be prepared. Let not this thing gather dust. Please, don't allow it to gather dust. Don't put it in your pillow. Put it in your pillow when you have read it. When you are so tired of, like, you know, you have been reading it, you have been reading. Instead of worry, open it. People of God, serious. This is medicine. This is medicine. Open it. When all those things are bombarding your mind and you want to worry about so many things, just open it. Begin to just read it. Begin to meditate upon it. Begin to speak that, yes, my life is not unto death. Begin to thank God that, Lord, yes, Lord, I will not be at this point again tomorrow. Begin to just thank him. You submit to his authority. Let's rise up on our feet. Yes, Lord, I am able in the name of Jesus Christ to stand before you boldly. I am able to come to that throne of grace, oh my Lord, and to be able to pray unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for the grace upon my life, oh God, to be able to continue. I thank you for the grace you have bestowed, oh my Lord, upon my family, upon my ministry, upon my children, upon, oh my Lord, my extended family. Yes, the grace to be able to pray, the grace to be able to continue, the grace to be able to submit unto your authority, you the living God. I thank you and I bless your name that, yes, oh God, I will not, oh my Lord, give up. I bless you that, yes, oh God, salvation is free. But Lord, one thing you are looking from me, oh God, is to submit. One thing you are looking from me, oh God, is to give my life to you. One thing you are looking from me, oh my God, is to know that you are there for me. You are making me, oh God, to understand without you I am nothing. But I say I submit to you today. Lord, where I have fallen, I say I come back to you today. I say today I surrender my life back to you. And I say I surrender to your lordship. I surrender to your lordship. I surrender to you, the King of Kings. I surrender to you, the I am that I am. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you and we worship your holy name. The Bible says, yes, with joy we will draw waters from the wells of salvation. Let's begin to thank God right now that, yes, indeed, we will draw water from the wells of salvation with joy. Begin to thank him that right now that, yes, with joy you will all walk in this walk of faith. With joy you will do it with joy. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I will do it with joy. 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 This work of faith, I will do it with joy. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. And we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you. We say, as we go home, make us to remember these very three things. Your grace that brings salvation that is given by you. Thank you, Lord, that as we walk in this new week, we will walk in your grace. And your salvation will bring all the things that we require. Because we submit to your authority. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865-402-108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.